or CC.
Stand up, we shall not be moved, except by a child with no socks and shoes. If you got more to give, then you've got to prove. Put your hands up, and I'll copy you. Stand up,
we shall not be Vicky, moved. You recently had a chance to speak with Brer Rabbit and Johnny Five from the Flowbots, the Denver-based hip-hop group that hit it big back in 2008 with the song Handlebars. They're an interesting band and very much in the tradition of conscious hip-hop, using their music to address issues that they care about.
Yeah, the Flowbots are very active and engaged with their fans about all sorts of environmental and social causes. They have a new album, No Enemies, and it's full of songs that they say are meant to be sung in the streets, modern protest songs. I began by asking Johnny Five and Brer Rabbit how they got their start together.
Brer Rabbit and I were Stefan and Jamie as 10-year-olds when we first met. So we played together, we created together, we created comic book universes together. You know, we talked about politics as they manifest in a comic book universe together. You know, and we even went through life's traumas together. And so that friendship has been there for 28 years now. And all the other musicians that have since joined the band kind of come from those circles of friends, some of whom we've known for a long, long time.
How would you define what it is that you are trying to achieve or that's resonating so strongly with you?
I think each of us came to this sense of mission the way most people do, which is that there might be one particular thing that your heart breaks for, or something in our histories that takes us to something. And I think, you know, early on, there can be this sense of like, I know for me, it started around just thinking about who I was, that I was a white rapper. I like to say a post-ICE, pre-M era white rapper. So I would think about what it meant to actually be participating in this art form and to be doing that as someone who grown up pretty comfortable and, you know, really far from the South Bronx and not dealing with the issues that sparked the creation of this art form. And for a moment, I thought, well, this is really something that I have any place doing. And I decided that'd be too easy of a answer just to walk away from an art form and say, well, I can't do this. It felt more of a healthy challenge to say, you know what? If I hear people talking about police brutality, if I hear people talking about poverty, if I hear people talking about racism, then I have an obligation not just to say, okay, thanks for the art form. I'm going to talk about myself. But to actually say, what could I do to address racism? What can I do to address police violence? What can I do to address poverty and to cross lines in my own city that I don't normally cross? So I think our mission is to actually encourage people to believe that transformation is a real process, that redemption is a real thing that can happen, that these are not just myths and legends. They actually are real things that are possible in this world, and that we should be reaching for those in every way that we can with every tool that we have.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I could show you how to do-si-do. I could show you how to scratch a record. I could take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I could tie a knot in a cherry stem. I could tell you about Leif Erickson.
Now you've got a song like Handlebars. And Handlebars is how so many of us really got to know you. How was that roller coaster ride?
It was wild. One minute we're in bars in Denver playing for our friends and, you know, a small group of fans in Denver. And then the next minute we're touring Europe. I mean, we're on the Tonight Show. On the one hand, it wasn't something we expected was possible. But on the other hand, we had to actually decide, like, this is what we want to do. And the messaging that we wanted to deliver was what drove us. That we really wanted to make sure that, like, whatever platform we had, whether it was local and in Denver, or whether it was actually touring the world, we wanted to make sure that the message was coming through.
Lost, hope, and found me, grounded by your surroundings. Did the walls scream? You know
Was that a struggle for you within the band as friends to keep each other in check? Or was it because of your message and activism, you know, and that heart that you led with? Did that truly keep you out of some of the danger zones?
I think the biggest danger zone is actually when you're just away from home for like 9 months out of the year, when you're out of touch with your community for that long period of time. I feel like you kind of acclimate yourself to being away.
And I think it helped that we'd lived a little bit too. I mean, some of these folks that have this happen when they're 20 years old, it's hard to imagine what that would have been like for us, because, you know, we had the advantage of being a little bit older when it happened and a little bit more grounded in who we were.
That makes a lot of sense.
It is a head trip, and I think if we didn't have something that was focusing us, which is a greater sense of purpose, then it would be harder. It would have been a lot more difficult, and that's something that I think we're really grateful for.
Something I hope that happened too is as you traveled the world or certain parts of the country, wherever it is that your travels took you, that you were able to connect with like-minded souls.
What's been so exciting, honestly, is to find those people at the show and to hear from people, you know, about what the song, how a song spoke to them, to hear then, you know, the work that they're doing in the community. And especially when we're touring in a way that is just a relentless schedule where we don't have time to be connected in communities in other ways. The only thing we're doing is showing up and performing. It means a lot to have the kid who's going crazy in the front row explain to us afterward, oh, by the way, I started a composting program here in this town and I always kind of felt alone, but when I listen to your music, I'll feel connected. We feel connected and we say, look, our music doesn't mean anything if you're not out there doing that composting program. And so there's this symbiotic relationship that really is beautiful and necessary, that when we fall away from that, it can be easy to feel a little bit lost. So one of the things we try to do in recent years is be more deliberate and say, how do we meet those people before the show? How do we know when we step on the stage that we already recognize 30 of the faces and we know a little bit of the backstory? We've found some ways to do that, and it's been so powerful for us, and it's really transformed what it means to perform.
When everything we thought meets everything we know, and everything up top meets everything below, when every plane close caught meets every angry soul, and all getaways are stopped, and all debt is paid in full, then everything we're never seen and never said will yet remain. Hidden shame and bitter pain will fill the air and weather vane, till bye bye the sky will cry for all of us, so let it rain, let it stain, whichever range will seek to be forever changed. Message reads, rest in peace.
The latest work that you're doing, then, the No Enemies project, there's something you said, and that might have been you, Brer Rabbit, that said, songs for the stage, songs for the street. And that really struck me because you are really encouraging them to raise their own voices, light that fire to organize, and it's edifying their spirits and their minds. And you have connected with some amazing groups of people, and this whole Kickstarter project for No Enemies and the activism. How has that been for you? Where did No Enemies come from?
We feel like there's not an artist alive that doesn't have to reinvigorate their process. And for us, we've always tried to reinvigorate our process in the same direction of about, like, trying to get back to the reason why we're doing it. Hip Hop at its original document was about being able to take the concerns of a community and put it into musical form and thereby healing it or giving it power. And for all the years that we've been doing music, and for all the years that we've been kind of like in our way, kind of like giving it back, we found that there's more ways that you can do that. And it's really easy in this industry to keep on thinking about how do you sell your album as opposed to like, how do you use this music? And how do you make sure that the songs are useful? And that kind of idea was the kind of like the main impetus behind this process that we started even before we knew we were working on a new album. We were specifically diving deeply into what do people need? What are the songs that people have stopped singing? What is the technology that we've lost, that we've forgotten?
What can we do to participate in this?
One thing we've been trying to do is build some online resources. So we've been connecting with other people that also do sort of the fostering of a culture of singing together. many of the songs for the street, we have recordings of people singing those in action at a specific march, at a specific rally. And so we can connect some of that to our website, and people should be able to find that at flowbots.com and learn a little bit more about the No Enemies Project.
Br'er Rabbit, Johnny Five, thank you so much and for taking time to talk to us here at 91.5 KRCC Air Check so we can share that as well.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing as well, and your encouragement means a lot.
I can't get my computer to boot cancel everything. There's an active shooter on a new campus every day. What's that have to do with me? My movement would never take.